A wildfire north of Delta Junction has reignited. The more than 8,000-acre South Fork Sulcha Fire was started by lightning earlier this month in a remote area about 70 miles southeast of Fairbanks. It's been allowed to burn and had been subdued by rain earlier this month before jumping back to life in drier conditions this week. Alaska Division of Forestry spokesman Tim Mowry says there are still pockets of unburned trees in the fire area.
Yesterday, we flew the fire and see it burning in a 100-acre or so patch of black spruce, and it did put up some smoke. And the wind was such that southeast wind. Fairbanks got a little whiff of smoke yesterday, and depending on the weather, if the weather conditions and the wind direction stays the same, that could be common here over the next few days if we don't get rain.
Mowry says recent warm, dry weather has made for wildfire-prone conditions across eastern parts of the state.
Especially up north. We've got several fires burning on the north slope, all in limited suppression areas, but that's just an indication of how dry it is up there.
The Alaska Interagency Coordination Center reported 3 new fires in the eastern portion of the state Thursday, including blazes in the Yukon-Charley Rivers National Preserve and in the Yukon Flats, as well as the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. A 6,000-acre blaze in the Arctic Refuge is getting attention from firefighters who are working to protect cabins and native land allotments in the area.